What do you think of our new studio?
I feel like you could, like, do something. Like, make it bigger.
I think so, too. I want a bigger closet.
And then what would you
sacrifice? Mm-hmm. And then I brought another power source for you.
I brought this Godiva chocolate in here.
No, I was going to make gifts with those.
Oh, really? Well, this is just one. There's a bunch of them in there.
That's your gift.
What do you think? I was like, because I was looking for, like, one of those truffles that Brinley had, but they were gone.
So oh,
like,
yeah.
Well, there's none of those left.
Well, listen to this. So, my mentor gave it to me as a gift, and I was like...
At work?
Yeah, I was like, where'd this come from? He was like, oh, you know.
You guys get assigned to mentors?
No, but he's my mentor. We're in the same position, and he's been doing what I've been doing for so long, and he's just, like, cool as a cucumber. And I'm just like, Tom, you're cool. You're a cool guy. Mm. So I just, he's my Yoda. So I'm just like, hey, man, this, that. And, you know, he'll explain. And he's just guiding me along the process. So I call him my mentor. Mm-hmm. No one said, this is your mentor.
Right.
But that's what I call him.
Okay.
But he got me a gift basket. I was like, oh, that was really nice of you.
It's a big-ass fucking gift
basket. It's huge, and it's Godiva.
There's a whole bunch of shit. And I was like...
Well, everybody was like, oh, my gosh. There's a lot of shit in here. That's a great gift basket. Oh, my gosh.
It's not from fucking Costco, is it?
I don't know where it's from.
I don't think it's from Costco.
Why does it have to be from Costco?
I'm just saying, Costco has, like, gift baskets of shit. Like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
But I don't think that one is from Costco.
Well, yay. And I told Tom I didn't want to share with my family. The gift basket.
I want to be stingy.
And he was like, well, there's plenty of chocolate. I was like, me and my husband are going to fight. And so I opened up the box. I got one. Brinley got one. And I said, Jamal, I opened up the box. And he ate all of them.
I figured, because like, I was like, there looked like there was 9 or 12 truffles in there.
Yes. He ate all of them, but like, he ate like 5 in a row. 6, maybe.
Who does this?
And I was just like, Jamal. He was like, oh, they were good.
That was good, honey. Yeah, you should have had some.
Jerk. So that makes me so mad because he does that.
He just gobbles them up.
Yeah.
And you're like, motherfucker. Can I get one at least?
Thank you. Oh, you had your one. That's probably what he thought. Oh, you had your one already.
I'm going to eat all of these now.
I'm going to eat them all. And I was just like, I can't stand you sometimes. But it's a nice gift basket.
Can you not eat all my chocolate?
I'm going to give one of those boxes to Grandma because she likes chocolate. And it's good chocolate.
She likes sugar. Just like that's what that is. That's the whole thing about, I just want to eat some sugar and I don't care where it comes from. And I don't care who I piss off eating the sugar. Jamal.
Oh, yeah. He's addicted to sugar. Mm-hmm. He made hot chocolate this morning, and what? he poured, because he got me, he bought me a new cup for Christmas, like a little travel mug, because I wanted one, and it came with a package of hot chocolate and marshmallows inside.
And he ate it.
So, I didn't eat it fast enough.
Oh, my God.
So, he made a hot chocolate.
Wait, when did it come?
This week.
So, it wasn't even like you waited a month for the fucking shit. Right. Jamal, you need to stop it. Stop that fucking shit right now.
So he eats the hot chocolate. He puts sugar.
You drink it.
He added sugar to the hot chocolate. I was like, that's disgusting. That's too much sugar. And he was just like,
yum.
Well. And then he put the marshmallows in it.
That's not even funny.
It's not funny.
I don't even know why you're laughing. I would have been mad. I would have been, like, fuming.
What else am I going to do except laugh? Like, what else can I do besides laugh?
Like, your fucking ass is banned. Don't eat fucking shit.
He's like, I live here. I can do whatever I want.
Now we'll put a lock and key on this motherfucker.
I ain't got time for that. If you kill yourself, you kill yourself.
Look, I'm going to be a widow at fucking 40 because you fucking eating all that sugar.
I am not 40, but I hear exactly what you're saying.
I didn't say you were 40.
I know.
I'm saying you're going to be a widow at 40 because in a couple of years, somebody's going to eat their fucking selves to death with some fucking sugar. I'm going to kill myself with sugar. That's what people sugar, do. People do that shit.
Sugar is a white substance. Sugar
is a white substance.
Listen, it comes from a plant just like cocaine. I'm just saying it's the same thing. Mm. It's addiction. And people are seriously addicted to sugar. We're seriously addicted to sugar. It's in fucking everything. If you pay attention to the things that you actually put in your body, a lot of it has fucking sugar in it. Most and that's of it does. Exactly. And that's what's killing us.
That's why you shouldn't eat processed bread.
It's an addiction.
You shouldn't eat anything. Anything that's pre-baked or anything like that, you shouldn't eat it because it has sugar in it.
Well, it's like...
Yeah, it tastes good, but snacks, guess what?
Yeah, snacks and yum-yums that I buy for the kids. Yum-yums. I have to hide them because he wants to eat them.
He wants to eat them. Hey, so this is for the baby. Don't eat it.
I have to tell him that. I'll have to tell him.
Okay.
I remember when we first got together, I almost killed him because he ate, like, he drank one of Kendall's Gatorades and, like, ate her snack from, like, a soccer game. So
what the fuck?
I almost
he ate her snack.
I almost ended him. It was almost over. I was like, "Where's my baby's Gatorade?" And he was like, drinking.
Why did he drink her Gatorade? And I
was like, "Why'd you fucking drink her Gatorade?" He was like, "Cause it was in the refrigerator." I was like, "It's not yours. That was my child's Gatorade." I almost killed him. I was just like, "We don't like
hey so
boundaries.
Don't drink that Gatorade.
Boundaries." Boundaries.
Don't eat the fucking snack and don't drink the Gatorade.
Boundaries.
Do you look, you need to start writing names on shit.
I'm not that petty. I don't have time for that.
That's not about being petty. It's about claiming your shit. Listen, if my name is on my lunch and I'm at work and somebody eats my lunch and I find out about it, I will cut your throat.
I'm in my home and this is my husband. So I'm not writing my name on anything.
I eat baby snacks. You might want to put somebody's name on some shit.
Oh, yeah. At daycare, we have to put Brynn's name on all of our stuff. Exactly. They write them on their diapers.
You know what, though? That doesn't matter. Because when Giovanni was a baby, and I was taking him to AV College when I was going there, and I took him to the daycare, They gave his stuff to somebody else. They're like, well, you hadn't been here in like a week, and so we had to use it. I was like, no, you didn't have to use anything.
Oh, like, my God.
I had to, like, I was like, there's some stuff missing. Oh, well, I was like.
Oh, God.
You tell us to put fucking names on shit. And then you're going to still use that fucking shit for somebody else?
Bitch.
What the hell? Well, we can't hold. I was like, there's a name on it. It's not like it's a mystery fucking item for somebody to come back and claim. There's a name on it. Mm-hmm. You know who it belongs to.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
Well, you know what, lady? You're lucky there's children around. So we'll fuck you up.
Oh, shit. I never knew that happened.
Mm-hmm. Because I stopped taking him there because I was like, he doesn't, like, I don't remember why I stopped taking him, but I stopped taking him. But it was like, you have his stuff. It says Giovanni. Why are you using that for other children?
Mm-hmm. It makes no sense.
You ask us to put names on it so that that does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Fuckers. I'm talking about you, Antelope Valley College. That's right, motherfuckers. So,
we just got back from a party.
A baby shower.
We just got back from a baby shower, a brunch, a baby brunch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of tall women in the room.
Ugh. Literally. I was like, dang, these people are tall.
Lots of beautiful, tall, athletic women. So, yeah, baby shower. That's very exciting. Congratulations.
Yeah, baby shower.
Congratulations, Kirsty. She's having her first baby.
She lives in France. She's a volleyball player. She lives in France. Her fiancé is French.
He's a French volleyball player. Blonde. They're giants. They are giants. Kirsty herself.
Yeah, he is. He's tall.
She's 6'1". Right? And he's like 6'8 or 6'10 or something like that.
6'10?
He's a giant.
Jesus, tip.
And, you know, they're just like delicious, couple. And she has all some of her other friends there that are taller than her. Like, large women. I'm going to post this picture of Brandy at
they're
the baby shower.
They're tall.
They're tall. They're just like Amazons. Like, they will crush you.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. So a bunch of her little athlete friends from life. But there's this picture of Brandy standing next to... anyway, I'll post it. I, I went off into a tangent. So
we're here to, like we're going to show it to the camera.
So. I really was. I don't know what I was doing. So we're recording kind of late, all right? And we're...
Literally, it's like 6:27 in the closet.
I know, in the closet, in the new closet, because my father-in-law's here. So we got kicked out of the...
The pod loft.
But if it sounds
good... The studio.
Yeah, if it sounds good in here, which I think it might, we might keep it up. So let us know how it sounds. But yeah, my father-in-law finally made it from the Bahamas. And did he tell you any stories?
No.
He was just like, we were just down there and he just started talking. I was just like, what is he talking about? And then he was talking about like the hurricane. And I was just like, it was crazy.
He's probably traumatized. I'd be traumatized if all my shit got fucking destroyed by a damn storm.
It's just not your shit. It's your life. Like,
I'm going to have to borrow one of these shirts from Jamal and make it into a dress. This one or something. There's just shirts in my face. What am I supposed to do?
Not be touching on my husband's clothes.
Ew, it's Jamal's shirt. Whatever.
Ew, it's Jamal's shirt.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Listen. After this, I'm going to be single forever, so.
Oh, shit.
Anyway,
so, if you guys did not know, my father-in-law is from the Bahamas, my husband's from the Bahamas, and they are from Abaco, the island that was devastated.
Are you sure it's not pronounced Abaco?
Abaco.
No, or Abaco?
It's Abaco.
Abaco?
Abaco.
Abaco?
No, it's Abaco. And it was devastated by Hurricane Dorian. And so...
Dorian. That's the fucked up name for a damn hurricane, too. Dorian Gray, that fucker. Anyway.
So, he has remained in the Bahamas. He has not left. And he is staying, and he is rebuilding his fucking community. You know what I mean? And he was just saying about the bullshit, like, because they sent them to Nassau, and Nassau's, like, benefiting the most out of this hurricane.
Yeah, and that's a tourist place, so it's not like they're, like, hurting for money.
Exactly, and everybody sends all the stuff to Nassau first, and then they go through the shit, and they decide what they want to send to Abaco and what they want to send to Freeport.
What?
Because those are the two islands.
Wait. Nassau gets first priority of, like, stuff that
that's
comes
the
to...
That's the stuff that comes in. They're sending it directly to Nassau.
Why do they get to choose? Like, if it says Abaco on the fucking box, don't open my box.
They're sending it to the Capitol. They're sending it to...
Don't open my box.
Don't open my box.
It's like the post office. Don't open my fucking shit.
Well, the people that are sending to Nassau, that's what's happening. There are people, you know, on the island that are bringing in supplies and doing this and doing that. That may not go through Nassau. People that have, like, their own boats and shit. But that being said... you know, they're offering dental for, like, you know, dental services for, you know, people affected by the hurricane. They're like, okay, we'll fix your teeth. We'll do this, we'll do this. All the Nassauanians, that's what they call
them. I'm sorry. How does you fixing my teeth help me build my house?
Well, it's just people were affected. Maybe their teeth got fucked up in a storm. They ran. They hit their mouth. Who knows?
They hit their mouth on a tree.
Who knows? The thing is, they're offering dental services.
Mm-hmm.
And...
People in Nassau are like, oh, I need my teeth fixed.
Yeah, they're just bringing him in and they're just like jumping.
Let me see your ID.
Exactly. That's exactly. Weird. But the thing that I am happy to hear about is like how, as a community, like some of them are getting together on Abaco. Like they're getting people in trucks and they're filling up the trucks and the cars and stuff and they're loading up houses of stuff. And they're like, what do you need? Go in and get what you need. And just like keeping the house filled so the people in the neighborhoods can come and get food and get clothes and get, you know, the shit that they need. I took my jeans off.
Well, I can't do that, can I?
Yeah, you can. I can go get you some pants, girl. Look at, we in the closet.
Keep it in the closet.
Do you want some pants? I got some right here. I'm serious. Anyway, but there's just a lot to go on. I think I might try to record him and see if he'll let me get him on tape. Telling a story because he likes to talk, but you have to understand what he's saying.
Nah. Yeah, there is that
difficulty.
He's speaking English, but it's a language barrier.
Yes. So, anyway, I am Sunny Hepburn,
and I'm Brandy Fix. I thought we already did this.
Nope. And this is Book of Lies. Hey, Merry Christmas Eve! It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas time is here. Wait, no. Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. What a wild. Oh, God. You're just strangle that song. Is there a gun in here?
We don't have in weapons. We don't have any guns.
We don't have weapons. Sure, you have weapons, but you don't have guns. That's the difference.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
These hens. It's a registered. Deadly weapons.
Are those guns registered?
Oh, Lord. That's like when you get a black belt, you have to register yourself as a deadly weapon. I'm glad Giovanni didn't get a black belt, because then he'd be registered.
Oh, shit. Hey, you're a deadly weapon.
You have to, like, register yourself.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm serious. I'm not even joking.
Hey, ma'am. What are you doing? Registering myself as a deadly weapon.
Oh, you're fucking lame. I'll kick your ass. You could die. Pretty good with the bow stuff.
Guess what? I'm registered deadly.
You wear a badge. Deadly weapon.
Hey, girl. Oh, that's hilarious.
Okay, so.
Brandy, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Christmas scams, holiday scams, if you're not Christmas celebrator, if you're a Hanukkah celebrator, Hanukkah. Or if you celebrate Festivus. Or if you celebrate Kwanzaa, you may want to know about these holiday scams to work out. Even though, I think, has Festivus started? Festivus hasn't started. I believe Hanukkah already started.
Hanukkah has started already.
Has Kwanzaa started yet? No, I don't think it has. Whatever, I don't have a calendar in front of me. But, so, for our
holiday celebrating people?
Our non-Christian holiday celebrating people, or our secular people, or whatever. I don't know, whatever. Foreskin. These are scams to watch out for, to be aware of during the holidays. So, I was watching the news, and they kept talking about fucking this one scam, and I was like, yeah. But this isn't the only time they do this scam.
Yeah. But
since it's a big thing, apparently, during the holidays, I was like, okay, well, let's see what else is going on during the holidays. And there's a few. So, this one website does it as the 13 days of Christmas. Wait, 1, 2, 3. I think they do it as a 12 days of Christmas scams to watch out for. But, yeah, it's 12 days. So these are 12 scams to look out for, and this article comes from a news channel that is located in Indianapolis. If you're in Indiana, you're probably like, what a bitch. Because I said Indianapolis.
That was hilarious.
Native Americanapolis. Indianapolis. And these are the scams. So, there is a scam going around where people believe, or people are saying that they're going to be offered free, or not they're going to be offered, but like where they're offering free beauty products to people.
What?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Look, I like free beauty products.
Okay, me too. I think we all do. That's the problem.
Okay.
So basically, this one is where, like, the you see an ad, like, on, you know, Instagram. Instagram, for some reason, like, is becoming really, really good about, like, fucking ads and shit.
Oh, they're getting their money.
Yeah.
You see that they updated the app, and it's, like, branded by Facebook.
I hate them. Like. So fucking Instagram and Twitter has ads. They all have ads. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Snapchat and all that other shit.
they all have ads, right? So they're like, oh, just pay free shipping for a trial. Just pay free shipping. What the hell? Just pay shipping for a free trial of something, like some new cleanser, facial cleanser, or maybe, you know, some fucking, like, new eyeshadow or maybe even concealer, you know.
So, like, you put in your billing information, you can cancel before your free trial is up, which is usually, like, a 14-day trial. Mm-hmm. They fucking, they mislead you saying it's a free trial offer. And so they, basically they charge your card. They charge your card, and if you don't catch it, like, and you call them, and you're like, I signed up for the free trial, and they're like, well, you didn't cancel within your cancellation period, so, you know, we bill you. And some of these companies will be like, yeah, okay, yeah, we'll refund you, and others are like, oh, well, tough fucking titty.
Oh, yeah, for real.
So there have been complaints to the Better Business Bureau about this, because they first of all, their customer service is bad. Like, you call them and you have to leave a message, or, like, a lot of times, like, I've been doing the whole thing on Facebook where I'm like, you motherfuckers owe me money. You need to send me my shit or give me my money back.
Okay.
And, you know, I mean, other people aren't as aggressive, or some people are even more aggressive, but they've been contacting the Better Business Bureau about, like, they've been being billed mm-hmm. for stuff that they didn't order, or their free trial wasn't actually free, stuff like that. So that's something that, you know, or, like, you know, you send it back for a refund, but then they don't refund you the shipping, that kind of shit. And then some people were just, like, billed. Like, they never received anything, and they just got billed for stuff.
Mm-mm.
So
That's why I don't want to know.
Yeah. So free beauty products, guys, ladies, this is basically more, you know, geared toward the ladies. Don't. Beware, like, go on the fucking websites, go on their social pages especially, and research their ass, because people will leave honest comments on their social, and they'll be like, this motherfucking company, because I've done it, this company did not send me shit, I ordered this, I paid this, they didn't send me anything,
yeah,
or yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. So, there's that. Another scam, which, this is the one that's been on the news, like, all the time. I'm like, okay, yeah, we get it. It's the puppy scam. Okay, so in this scam, people will post, and it's usually on social, they'll post pictures of puppies, or they'll claim to be, like, puppy breeders, and they post these pictures of these puppies will be ready for their new homes mm-hmm. in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. 6-week-old puppies, blah, 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 and then they'll, you know, show pictures of the adult dog, and they might show pictures of puppies, and they'll say the puppies are ready, and you basically, they make you pay up front for the puppy,
yeah,
and then they'll say, we'll send you the puppy, because it's usually, like, out of state, like, you can go, or it's even, like, another city that's far away. Like, there was one that I had looked into a while ago, a long time ago, when I was looking for a boxer pup, and this place was supposed to be in San Diego, and there was supposed to be, like, a breeder that had, like, you know, puppy, like, two adult boxers, and they regularly bred these dogs, and this woman, this person who claimed to be a woman, because I don't know who it was, I never actually spoke to the person, but would send me messages on Facebook. Hi, dear. Okay, that was the number one thing. You know my name because I messaged you, so my name is on my freaking profile. Don't call me dear.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, dear. The puppy will be ready to, you know, for a new home on this date. We just need you to send this much money for the rehoming fee and vaccinations and whatever, yada, yada, yada. And, then, like, a week later, they would, like, send me another message. And, like, at that time, I was like, I'm turned off just by you calling me fucking dear. Because I know that people who say dear are not, like, people from the United States. They're not. Don't call me dear. You don't know me like that. I don't know you. I'm not calling you dear. I'm calling you by your fucking name that I found on Facebook. So, these people, basically, they, you know, they put up these ads on Facebook and... they don't have dogs. They're just scammers. They don't have any puppies. They just want you to send them money, and they don't send you anything. They don't send you a dog. And the thing is, like, you can't go visit them. Because, like, if you ask, like, I was like, hey, can I come see the dog? And they were like, oh, no. You know, we're a very private family, and we don't want strangers to come, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, whatever. You're a liar. You're a scammer. Most people who want the people to come see the pup, because you want to know if the dog is going to get along with your family. You want to see where the dog came from, usually. Like, people who are, like, there's, you know, people that are really, like, into, like, well, I want a purebred dog because I want a show dog, whatever. But there's people that want the dogs to meet their family before they bring a dog home. That's why when you go to the shelter, they're like, okay, come meet the dog. They don't just say, oh, yeah, come pick up the dog. You have to go see the dog. So these people, yeah, they don't have dogs. They don't actually have dogs. They just post pictures of dogs, and they claim the dog is, like, you know, 100% a purebred, blah, 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 because that's what people are looking for, unfortunately. And they get scammed. The people they send these people money, and they get scammed out of the money. They don't get anything back, and it's not a reputable business. So, like, how do you these people, they're most likely fake accounts on social media. Yeah. So you're out, you know, $400, $500 or however much you're paying for this dog. Mm-hmm. And there's another scam going on where people are actually selling sick dogs. They're selling sick pups. Like, they have puppy mills, and the puppies are sick because the parents are sick. They're kept in unsanitary conditions. It's disgusting. And they bring these pups home, and the pups end up dying. Like, going to the vet and, like, costing a whole bunch of money to take care of at the vet. And then they end up dying because they're not healthy. And that's another scam that they
have going on. Never buy from a puppy mill.
I don't think people are intentionally making these dogs sick, but they come, you know, they're sick because of the environment that they're in.
Which is a puppy mill, which is disgusting.
Yeah. So, and unfortunately, with these things, they're not reported that much. Like, only 10%, I think, of people report these. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and it says the FTC estimates only about 10% of victims report them. So, you know, out of every 100 dogs, only 10 people are reporting that they got a sick dog, or there was no dog at all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So beware, if you're looking to get a dog, go to the shelter, adopt a shelter dog. And a lot of times, like these, we have that, what's that place up here? Marley's Mutts, they're like, we won't take, like, you, they come to your house. They make sure that you're, like, you're ready for a dog before they will even, like, allow you to adopt one of their dogs. Which is also another thing that I'm like, you don't need to come to my house. Don't come to my fucking house. I don't want you in my house. I didn't invite you to my house, but.
Lord Jesus.
They're like, well, we do home inspections and blah, blah, blah before you can adopt one of our dogs, because a lot of times people return their dogs.
It's sad.
They do. They do owner
surrenders. It takes a dog a while to adjust. Like, they say it takes a dog 3 weeks to adjust. Like, first to who you are and your role in their life, to get comfortable with you, to know that you're not going to leave, to adjust to the environment. And you don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, this isn't a, you know, like, how to adopt a dog podcast, but it's just,
yes,
like,
it is.
Be cautious. Be aware that you could get scammed into giving money to somebody who doesn't have a puppy for you.
Yeah.
If you saw a picture online or on Facebook of a puppy, and this person says they have these puppies available, like, make an appointment to come see the puppy or something. But don't just send money to some asshole because they say they have a puppy for you.
Ask for a letter of reference.
I need two forms of ID. And
okay, can I get a reference, please?
A letter of recommendation.
Hi, it's Carolyn.
And Vanessa.
From Not Another X-Files podcast.
We're the female-led X-Files podcast you didn't even know you were looking for.
We've got plenty of opportunities for nostalgia, conspiracies, forbidden romance, and plenty of laughs.
It's true. Come on over to our place in Vancouver, Canada, and revisit your favorite 90s sci-fi TV show.
You'll be glad you stopped by. You can find us on all your favorite podcast spots.
And on the web at notanotherxfpod.libsyn.com.
Bye.
Bye.
Music for this promo by Purple Planet.
Okay, so next. As you know, we all like to give and get and receive gift cards for the holidays. Because, you know, sometimes you don't know what to get someone, and a gift card is basically as good as cash. But there are times where you could be buying a fake gift card. So, this little ditty here says, before you grab a gift card for a favorite store or restaurant, know that thieves are just as eager to use these gift cards before they're presented to the intended recipient. Sometimes retailers have terms and conditions as to how the gift card can be redeemed, so beware. So, look into the gift card. Especially those cards, like now they're doing a better job of protecting gift cards, but because they have that little scratch off thing with the codes. Mm-hmm. But some gift cards, when you buy them, they're just, it's just a card on a little piece of cardboard.
Right.
And there's the card there, and you can easily write down that number and the PIN if the PIN is exposed.
Okay.
And you can check on that gift card to find out if it's been redeemed and if there's cash on it.
Shut up. Is that what they're doing?
That's what people do. Some people do that. And so you buy the gift card and you load it with money and you're giving it to your family member, your friend, your boss, your employee or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, you said this was $50 and there's $3 on this card. And you're like, what? And it's because some jerk went in and wrote down the number for that gift card. And all you got to do is register online on their website.
And you have access.
And you can use it on their website, like on Amazon gift cards. Yeah. You can load that onto your Amazon account.
That's so fucked
up. Or with, like, the Visa gift cards aren't that easy to do that with. But, I mean, they are because all you need is the number. Mm-hmm. And then the three-digit code. That's why they cover those up now.
Yeah.
Wow. Just the CVC quote?
Yeah.
But before, especially like when gift cards first started coming out, it was just like a gift card out in the open and people were just like, oh!
They're like, we trust you guys.
You can write down like every number of every gift card that's on the display.
You could be bored and just go take pictures of it.
Yeah. Back in the day, that's what they would do too, I think, probably. So, you know, you might want to just double check, turn that bad boy around and make sure that nothing is like exposed out there for them to see.
Pertinent information.
Exactly. And then, you know, so make sure that like the little, there's like a little tear off slip on some of the gift cards on the back where you can, the number is exposed, like you expose the number that way. Mm-hmm. Or, again, that little silver scratch off stuff. You know, make sure those are intact before you give your gift card to somebody. Before you even buy the gift card, because that's a waste of your money.
Well, it's like when I was at my other job, you know, Christian would buy gift cards for the team, and there'd be a case where there was no money on some of those cards. Like,
yeah, and there's sometimes it's like they don't load. Like, you go to the store. That's why, and that actually happened to me one time. I was given a gift card for a restaurant and I took it to the restaurant and there was no money on it. And
boom.
I was pissed.
Boom.
And it's empty. And I was like, what? Like, I never even used this card.
You
lied, I didn't even come to this restaurant.
You lied, bitch. There's money on it.
I was mad. But I mean, you know, what can I do? And I had the receipt, but unfortunately I didn't bring the receipt with me because it was given to me with the receipt.
Well, listen here. My crazy ass went into Walmart on Saturday, right? I go, I'm checking out, and there is, like, a bowl full of gift cards.
A bowl?
A bowl full of gift cards. I said, what you got all those gift cards there for? She was like, yesterday there was something going on with all of the Walmart systems, and we could not process gift cards.
Oh.
She said, it ruined a lot of people's days.
I bet it did.
So, I don't know what they were doing with the gift cards. I don't know if they're just loaded up. I don't know what they did. But she had a bowl full of gift cards.
So they couldn't process them as in they couldn't, people were coming in to use them and they couldn't, or people were buying them and they couldn't?
I think maybe both. I don't know.
Oh my God, that would piss me off.
Right?
I would be mad. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, that sucks.
Yeah, that sucks for a lot of people.
Yeah. And boo.
Yeah, I remember when I worked at Ralph's, there was a lady who came in and she bought like 5 gift cards. She loaded up each one with like $100 because they were like giving them away to like, you know, needy families or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it would suck for that to happen. So just, you know, guys, make sure that, you know, oh, and when you get a gift card, make sure you check it immediately. And, like, I know you're not going to be on the phone, like, on the phone in front of the person that gave it to you. Be like, hold on. Let me check this real quick.
Look at me. That's fucked up. Look, I get it. Oh, my God, a gift card. Thank you so much. Hold up, Brandy. Hold up.
Let me make sure it works.
Hold up. Oh, it's good.
But, okay. You know, just check it. And then if you can, like, some websites, the vanilla cards and, like, they're the Visa cards. They have the prepaid Visa. Okay. Vanilla is one of the brands, and I think they have prepaid MasterCards. You can go on their website and you can register the card to your name. So nobody can use that card.
Oh, okay.
It has to be, you know, your name. It's basically they make you register it like it's an actual debit or credit card. Mm-hmm. So your name and address has to be in their system before you can use that online. Mm-hmm. If you don't use it online, you have to, you know, in person you can use it and you don't have to register it. But if you're trying to buy something on a website, it has to be registered. So that's one way to get around somebody, you know, just using your card, your gift card. All right. So next one, this sucks, but this is another scam that is going around, and it's temporary jobs, holiday jobs for the holidays. These hoaxes that are going around. Mm. So if you're, like, you know, hard-pressed for money and you're, like, looking for a job, a part-time job to make some extra cash so you can buy your loved ones some presents, beware, because some fucking dickholes are trying to get over on people. They're posting jobs online, but the catch is that you have to basically pay a fee to apply for these jobs.
That's bullshit.
You have to pay a fee for a background check. Or you have to pay a fee for a drug test. Mm-hmm. You have to pay a fee for something. If you are ever hired by someone, they are not going to make you pay a fee to do anything. And if they do make you pay a fee, it comes out of your check. It does not come out of upfront anything. You don't have to give them money to do stuff for you to get work for them. So there's that. They are asking people to pay for their supplies and applications and training.
And pay them directly?
Yeah, you have to pay them. Here's the thing, and you know what? On the Psyched podcast, they were talking about this, about Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, John something.
His name John Abagnale. Yeah. They were talking about how he got a job as a pilot.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, they would make a pilot pay for his own uniform. No, they don't. They don't make you pay for anything. It comes out of your check. When I was an EMT, I got provided my uniforms. It comes out of your payment. They don't make you pay for your uniforms. So, ladies, just a little correction. But I'm just saying, you don't pay for anything up front to work for anybody.
No, you don't.
Unless you are a handyman and you have to buy your own tools, but you get to keep them. You don't buy them for the company, and then you have to.
There's,
you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I get it. There's certain places that are backwards. Not everybody is like up to par with certain things.
Right, but that's a small business. It's not like a.
I get it.
It's not a major airline's not going to make you pay for your uniform. They don't do that.
Well, we're just talking about that. We're just saying like these other shady jobs out there that are like, hey, pay me for this, pay
exactly.
me for that.
You pay me to work for me. No, that's not how it works.
If you want to hire me, take it out of my check.
Exactly. It comes out of your check. Others, like the ones that don't require an interview, like, oh, well, hey, how you doing? Call this number. We'll come in and we'll hire you. Okay, so here's the thing about that. I went to a place. I got a job with a place. It was like a phone screening / interview. Mm-hmm. The place was shady to begin with, but here's let me explain how this worked. So they put an ad in a paper. I called the number. The lady like did a phone like
screening.
And then she was like, yeah, you start on this date.
Oh, bitch. Okay.
And I went in, and, like, this place was, like, a boiler room.
Okay. I was going to say it was, like, a sales job, of course.
It wasn't even sales. It was, like, you call a bunch of fucking... They give you a list of numbers to call, and you harass people into basically, like, telling you... You harass these people into telling you who owes them money.
What?
They were... It was, like, a debt collector type of business where, like, you call... Okay, so... I call a number And the funny thing is, She by Sheree from, you know, The Real Housewives wasn't one of the numbers that I got to call. Ooh. It was the number was disconnected.
That's hilarious.
But okay, so you call and you're like, let me speak to the owner.
Okay.
These are supposed to be small businesses. A lot of them were like major corporations. You can't just speak to the fucking owner. But you're like, let me speak to the owner. And most people would just hang up on you immediately. But some people would be like, this is the owner, or let me get him or whatever. And you'd be like, hi, this is so-and-so from this company. Do you know, we're a debt collector and we are calling to collect on a debt that's owed to you. You basically, you tell us who owes you money. We go after them and we take 50%. Mm. And so people could be like, yeah, go after this person for this money because they owe me $8,000 and I'll gladly take four because I have none.
Yeah.
Or others would be like, no, and they would just hang up.
Okay.
So
you were trying to get solicit services.
Right. But the way it was done was just like real fucking shady.
Yeah.
Real fucking shady. But it's legal. You can actually do this from your house if you wanted to. And it's legal. Completely legal. All you got to do is get somebody to say, yes, I will allow you to collect on this debt for me. Uh-huh. And you can collect 50% of the debt. You can take a lien out on the person who owes the debt. You can take a lien out on their business, their property, whatever. But you have to go through legal channels to do it. But you can do it. It's legal.
How do you take a lien out against someone?
It's a debt collection service.
Okay.
But you're operating as a debt collector. But anyway, this has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. There are companies that will hire you without an interview, but be wary of them. That's what I'm saying. And then, okay, so others are like, okay, so there's people who are like, oh yeah, we'll hire you.
You're yelling.
We'll pay. And this is, I see this all the time. Like, you know, it says like, receptionist or office clerk or whatever, but then they're like, oh yeah, all you have to do is receive packages. Receive these packages. Receive these packages and then you get, you know, $60,000 and you're basically collecting stolen goods and you have to send these stolen goods to the people who are stealing the goods. Bad idea.
I need you to receive these.
I got scammed one time with that. Like, they were trying to interview me and they're like, okay, well, we need to see your ID. Send me a copy of your ID and your social security number. And I was like, oh, wait, what? This is supposed to be an interview. They're like, oh, yeah, okay, good. That's all great. Now just send me in your ID and your social. And I was like, what? And then the person tried to get smart. They were like, well, if you could just get a job like that, why don't you just walk up to the building? I was like, because it doesn't work like that, you stupid. Trying to send me, you know, because it's usually somebody out of, like, the country that's doing this. Like, we're going to send you all these stolen shit and you send it to us. Okay, so the next one are charities. So they call you asking for donations.
Art charities?
Fake charities.
Oh.
They call you on the phone. Hi, this is so-and-so from the police officer's ball or the fireman's ball or the, you know, some...
The
kids with broken leg syndrome freaking... you know, Association of America.
Right.
And they ask you for money. And they're like, can we count on your support?
No!
And you're like, sure. I feel sorry for the kids with broken leg syndrome. So.
Sure.
Yeah. I'd love to donate to the kids with broken leg syndrome. How much can we support? How much can we count on you for? And then, you know. $40, $60, whatever. They always suggest a number. And then you're like, yeah, that would be great. And then, you know, you get scammed out of some money. And if they get your information, they can actually keep billing you. So don't do that. Don't give them any information. Nothing. Like, if you're going to donate to a charity, it should be a charity that you're already, like, familiar with. Like, yeah. St. Jude, City of Hope.
Shriners to the Wounded Warriors. Project.
Yes, yeah. You know, NAACP, whatever. I mean, NAACP.
That's an organization.
USPCA.
United States.
The SPCA.
Oh, for the animals.
Yeah, but don't give, you know, if somebody's like, yeah, this is for the hobbled up homeless people of the Los Angeles County, like some bullshit ass shit, you know, don't give to them.
Okay, guys, I'm just going to stop right there and say that people are going to call you for sales and people are going to call you to solicit.
Look up what you're looking. Donate.
Exactly. Like, if you do want to give, ask them questions. Oh, that's interesting. What's your website? How long have you guys been established? What are you guys doing with the money? Ask them these hard fucking questions.
We're gonna fix broke leg syndrome.
Right. What are your goals? You know, and if they give you great answers, go ahead. If you have it to give, go ahead and donate to their organization if you want to.
What I'm saying is don't donate. Like, beware. Be cautious.
Be very cautious. Like, okay, well, email me something. Send me an invoice, something. Like, don't give them your billing information over the phone.
I have never received anything in the mail from somebody that I have not donated to. So if you... And it's usually on the phone. And they're like, hi, this is Janet from... the Blind Baby Society of Czechoslovakia.
It's the Blind Bats of Buffalo.
Like, don't, like, you know, it's usually, it, like, the name will sound, like, really crazy, like, come on now. So, do your due diligence when you're donating to phone charities.
Look it up.
Another one is made up family or friend emergencies.
Again.
And this one sucks because these are people that you know that could that could do this to you.
Brandy.
Exactly. Let's pause. I mean, let's go on before you go into this story.
Okay, go ahead.
So our friend Amy from Why I'm Single has talked about this before, but there are people out there who create makeup emergencies, mm-hmm. and they will post on a GoFundMe, and they will say, I need money for this illness, or my child has an illness, or my family member has an illness, or we just lost our house, or we, you know, have this family emergency and we need this amount of money. And there are people who need this. I know someone who has used GoFundMe to fund, you know, healthcare for her child who has an actual condition that she has a permanent lifelong condition. And she's not expected to, you know, she actually wasn't expected to survive as long as she has. But she is, by the grace of Allah. And she, you know, occasionally will make a GoFundMe page. But we all know this child. We don't know her, you know, maybe not personally, but we all know what is going on with this person's life. There are other people who just make up shit and take the money and go get their hair done.
Oh, shit.
Or go buy a new car, or go buy a trip to wherever the hell they want to go, because they're scammers and they don't want to, you know,
work
for the money. Or maybe they have a job that won't afford them the life of luxury that they want to live, or whatever. Be cautious. If you know somebody who has issues and they actually are in need, that's one thing. But if you know somebody who just is the type of person who will make up fucking shit to get money from people who know them, who love them, who want to support them, then you need to eliminate them from your lives. They'll ask for money. They'll ask for whatever. I need a gift card. I need credit cards. I need you to just fund my campaign, whatever. It sucks to have to say this, but sometimes your friends are liars and cheaters.
Sometimes your friends are straight trash.
Yeah. And so.
Shit.
There, yeah. And you know if your friend is garbage.
You know if you got a garbage ass friend.
So don't. And just be wary. Be cautious, guys. Like, you know, and it's hard. Sometimes people just, they need money to get their kids gifts for Christmas. And that's fine if you want to help them do that. But if they're like, if their sob story is a fucking, like, it's a doozy and you're like, I don't believe that, then. Yeah, just, you know, use your money wisely. If you want to donate to everyone on GoFundMe, then fine. But I'm just saying, those of us who have to save our pennies, we choose wisely.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell my story?
Sure.
So, guys, I have a friend my best friend since third grade. We've known each other since third grade. And I get a random message on Facebook from his uncle saying, it's an emergency, call me. I call. He says, let's call him K. K's in jail. I'm like, what? What happened? Pretty much drama. It's drama. It's domestic drama. It's a situation, and it's unfortunate that there are children wrapped up into this situation, because that's what I asked about first. Like, how are these fucking kids? But anyway, Kay suspected that his husband kidnapped the children and ran off. That was not the case. There was a misunderstanding. But Kay did not see it that way, went over there and snatched the kids, ran home, says, hey, if you don't come home, I'm calling the police and saying that you took the kids.
Kay doesn't listen to this podcast, does he?
Kay does not listen to the podcast. And
he's probably up in there like, I'm listening to you, bitch.
Bitch. And Kay calls the police for some reason. I think he's out of his mind personally right now. I really do. Like, he needs serious meds. He calls the police saying that his husband kidnapped the kids and there was a weapon in the home, which there was not. There was a toy weapon in the home.
Here's the whatever. If there's a weapon, that doesn't matter. If it's a registered, legally owned weapon.
Well, whatever. So we take them seriously about kids getting kidnapped out here. And they roll in SWAT deep into the home of the husband's family or whatever. Kids aren't there. Everybody gets pulled out. So the police go to Kay and see that Kay has his children and there's no weapon. And the way Kay went in there to get the kids and being all rowdy, that's assault. So Kay's in trouble for attempted assault and falsifying a police report.
False accusations.
Whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
So Kay goes to jail. So I know, right? You want to flip it, but it's, you can't. Kay goes to jail, and Kay is trying to get bail money. And I think I might have been last on the list or something, just because, like, since he was like, I've told this story so many times.
I'm trying to get people out of jail.
To get him some money, to get that bail money. Mm-hmm. But anyway, he thought of me to call, well, call Sunny. Mm-hmm. Call Sunny. She'll help me get out. And I was just like, this story is absolutely ridiculous. And I was laughing the whole time. And he was like, I'm glad I've entertained you. I was like, I can do nothing but laugh. This is ridiculous. This is like, this is
insane. But you know the history of this person.
I know the history of this person, and I cannot believe it has come to this.
But you're about to be 40 years old, dog. You need to stop acting like a fucking psycho.
Dude, insane, insane. He's got...
People have run away from this man.
I hate to say it, but this is his fourth marriage, and it's just sad. It's just, like, so sad. I'm just like, man, knock it off. Stop marrying these young...
You need to go see a therapist. Mm-hmm. Get your mind right. All right, whatever. Okay, so, another scam that's going on right now is fake shipping notifications. These are notifications where you'll get an email from what looks like UPS or FedEx or the United States Postal Service saying, we couldn't deliver your package. Okay. You didn't order anything. So maybe you think somebody's trying to send you something. Mm-hmm. And they're like, your package was undeliverable. You click on a link that they send you, and the link basically loads some fucking malware into your computer or your phone or whatever, and now these fucking scammers have access to all your information.
Oh, jeez.
So don't click on links if you were not expecting a package from somebody. If you didn't, I mean, like, you know, it's the holidays, so you're getting
it. Even if you're getting a package gifts, from someone, that you're not getting the shipping notification.
Don't click links. Yes, exactly. You're not getting shipping notifications from them. Like, if they're gonna email the sender, not the recipient.
So if you have not ordered anything, do not click
on the links. This shouldn't even have your email address,
right? Do not click on the links.
So, yeah, don't click these links, guys.
I've been getting freaking, all of a sudden, like, I've been getting messages in my LinkedIn, and that's how I got scammed that time with the mail thing. It was on LinkedIn, but I'm getting this thing, oh, you know, you're and it's foreign, And it's like, oh, well, your this meets this qualification. Please click this link. And I'm like, delete, motherfuckers. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm not clicking any of your links.
That should go to your spam. But, no, I have received, like, a notification about FedEx. Like, oh, your, you know, your parcel, it'll say parcel, your parcel was undeliverable. And I'm like, I was not expecting anything. So, if you want to send me something, you need to let me know about it. Otherwise, it's going to be undeliverable.
It's going to be undeliverable, motherfucker. I knock it off.
Okay. So, here's another such situation are counterfeit goods. So, you know, these popular things that are going on right now, these pop vinyls, those Funko pop vinyls, those things with a big head and a small body.
Yeah.
The Star Wars collectibles, those fucking Hatchimals.
Yeah.
Even the LOL dolls, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There are fake toys that are basically being represented as these toys.
On like Amazon or something?
Yeah. Well, just like I had bought for Gracie last Christmas, or was it her birthday?
You ate this whole thing. You're a savage.
No, there's one. There's, but you ate a whole row. Anyway, I had bought her these Disney princess things. They were on eBay. Mm-hmm. And then I got them.
Oh, no.
And I was like, this bootsy ass shit, this is not from, like, this is not, because, you know, the Disney things say Disney. They have a little embossed Disney on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, maybe they're just, like, the ones that were you know, like.
Rejects?
Yeah. Because, like, the lips were, like, the paint would be over here, but the lips are here. Or, you know, something. But they look just like the regular ones. Like, but they weren't. They weren't. The heads wouldn't turn.
Mm.
Gracie broke a couple of their heads off. Mm.
At least she enjoyed them.
She did. She used, you know, she played with them, but they were obviously bootleg. They were obviously not. Because I tried to find the actual toys, but they weren't selling them in the stores anymore. Because Kendall had got them, like, years before.
LOL dolls?
And she had, no, those little Disney things with the little clip dresses that clipped on.
Oh, yeah.
And Gracie wanted some.
Oh.
So I got her some, but they weren't. They don't sell them in the store anymore. Mm-hmm. They stopped making them or whatever.
I think I got them from a Disney store.
You did? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I couldn't find them anywhere. And, like, they had them on eBay.
Okay.
And I had bought her, and they came, when they came, they weren't in, like, a Disney package, or it was just in a plastic-ass bag. They were in a plastic bag that was sealed. Like, it was maybe, like, you know how, like, you have to, you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, whatever. And so I gave them to her. And she loved them. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I know those bootsy ass fucking little Disney dolls were fake. They were fucking counterfeit.
Okay.
But I didn't pay, like, because I know those things are like at least $20 for the whole set.
And it was on eBay, too.
Yeah. And, like, I paid literally, like, I think, like, $8 for them or something. They weren't that expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, and they weren't painted all the way. Like, the backs weren't painted. The feet weren't painted. The shoes.
That's hilarious.
And, and I was just like, oh, God. But she, I mean, you know, she played with them, so.
Okay.
But there are people who are looking for authentic shit. Yeah, and if you're looking for authentic stuff, you need to be aware that there are fake shits running around, especially on eBay.
Yeah.
And, you know. In other arenas that you could be duped into buying and thinking that it's real, but it isn't. So, you know, when in doubt, just go to the store or go get it from, you know, a reputable retailer.
Directly from their
eBay website. Is not a reputable retailer, guys. So no matter how much you want to think something is real, it might not be when you buy it on eBay.
You might get a phone with all of my sexts in it.
Oh, God. But it was the actual phone. Like, it wasn't, like, a fake phone.
It was actual phone, you know, with old text messages.
You just had, you weren't claiming that it was new, you know, that you know.
Oh.
So, fake stuff. Fake dating profiles. We've already covered this. But again, this is happening again because, you know, people want to be with somebody for the holidays. And there are people who are making fake fucking profiles on dating sites.
And they're stealing other people, real people's pictures, and faking to be that, you know, they're not faking to be that person, but they're faking that the person is them, that physically, with, you know, making up names, making up details, because I'm going to make you fall in love with me online somehow. And then I'm going to make you send me some money.
You're going to love me.
Don't do it. Just saying, motherfucker, FaceTime that bitch or Skype that bitch or something. Mm-hmm. But make sure you see that person eye to eye on some sort of video chat, yeah, and you guys have a conversation. And even if she claims to be who her picture is, she still might be trying to get your money, or he still might be trying to get your money. So beware, guys. If they're asking you for money and you've only communicated twice or three times, please don't send them money.
Yeah.
Go to them if that's what they think. Honestly, you can't even do that, because a lot of times people will just, they just do shit. They will fake it till they get what they want from you.
Okay. They sure the fuck will.
Be
weary.
Careful.
Be vigilant, my people. Be vigilant.
Be wary, not weary. Wary is tired. Apparently there's a thing that's going around that are fake letters from Santa.
What does that have to do with anything? Is he asking for money? I don't get it.
Okay, so here's the thing. You know, your kids write letters to Santa.
Yep.
And you can actually, there are companies that will write a letter back from Santa, mm-hmm, to your children.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also people who have built websites that are fake they're actual websites, of course. It's not a fake website. It's a real website. But the assholes who fucking created it are fake. Like, they basically, so you can have Santa write a letter to your child, mm-hmm, and you pay, but you have to pay for the service. It's a service.
Oh, okay.
You go on this website and buy the service, please write a letter to my child, and then you get nothing because you just gave this person, you know, however much they're charging for it, and they don't do anything. They just are like, whatever, you give us your money and you're stupid because we're not writing no letter to your dumb kid.
That's messed up. But, like, why do you...
Write your own letter to fucking... From Santa.
Brandy wrote Kendall a letter from Mrs. Santa Claus.
Mrs. Claus. Back in the day, a couple
cute.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she wrote a letter to Mrs. Claus. I don't know why, but...
Whatever. She knows how to really get to Santa's, go to Mrs. Claus.
So, yeah, they basically... So you put your credit card information on these websites. And then they take that information, and then they use it to fucking use your credit card.
Dude, did I tell you about the time that I bought Mom a gift card for Molly Maid or something like that?
Molly Maid's.
On their website?
Yeah.
And then those motherfuckers stole my credit card. Somebody in there, because that's the only fucking thing I did online. I bought her a gift card for like $100 for like maid service for her birthday or something.
And she still hasn't used it anymore.
She still hasn't used it, but fuck those bitches.
That was like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, exactly. She never used it, so it was a waste of money.
But then I'll tell her to give it to me. I'll use it.
If she can find it. But then, days later, my card gets compromised. Someone was shopping like in Arizona. There was like... Yeah, they were like going to the fucking Abercrombie and Fitch. They went into
the website,
the actual physical store. I think they went to a
so they cloned your card,
a pregnancy one, like, you know, they were shopping,
yeah, that mommy whatever,
yeah, modern mommy, some shit like that. They were shopping. Something. They went to gas stations. They went and had food. Yeah, they cloned my card, and I was like, what the fuck. And when I found it, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? I called the bank, of course, and they froze it. And then, they returned the money, like, within, like, 24 hours, which was really nice. But
which was really nice.
I was just like, you motherfuckers. Like, you're just having, like, living your best life on my fucking credit card. My debit card.
Yeah, your debit card. Yeah.
Bitch.
Bullshit.
Anyway.
Along those lines are like lookalike websites. So this is one of those things where you need to be careful, mm-hmm, because you can put in a website name and it'll be wrong.
Oh yeah. And they're praying for you to put that mistype in there.
Yeah. And all you do is just type in a letter, the wrong, you know, miss a letter or add a letter or something. And you can go to the same exact website that you were trying to go to, but it's not that website. Mm-hmm. It's a cloned website. And you're putting your information in there and they're getting it and they're stealing your fucking card numbers and using your cards and things.
I bet you they got American Express instead of like American Express and you put the N instead of the M. American Express.
I don't know.
I'm just making something up right now, but that's like a typo that someone would do.
Yeah, like there's a website. There's BravoTV.com.
Yep.
If you just put in Bravo.com, it takes you to a completely different website. And I fucking hate it. I hate it so much. I remember the first time it happened, I was like, what is this? This isn't the website. It was like something like buy movie tickets and like it was like watch these shows and like I was like, this is not the website that I want to be at.
This is not what I signed up for.
You have to make sure that you're typing in the right information for the right website that you want to be at. Mm-hmm. And then our final one here is, I think I already did them all. Oh, okay. So this one's dumb. Malice e-cards.
Malice e-cards.
Yeah. So basically, it looks like...
Oh, like angry letters?
It looks like an e-card. Like somebody just sent you an e-card online, like a holiday card, you know? Mm-hmm. Just a holiday e-card. Mm-hmm. Like a, you know, happy Merry holidays. Christmas, happy holidays, happy Hanukkah, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever you celebrate, happy fucking murder your children day, whatever.
Brandy!
And happy Krampus Day! And so you click on the link that you know, is on the card, thinking it's going to take you to, like, your friend's message or whatever. And it's another fucking link that you clicked on mm-hmm. that fucking puts malware onto you. And now you're screwed again.
Damn it.
Because now they have your information. They have your freaking, you know, your passwords, your all that good stuff.
It's, what'd you call it? A malice e-card?
Malice e-cards, yeah. So, like, I don't think it would come from, like, a friend, but, like, it'll say something, like, in the,
It could come from a friend if someone steals their email.
Yeah, that's true. If somebody gets hacked, they can.
Yeah, if a random motherfucker you know just sends you a random email with a link in there, they've been hacked, okay? That's it. Just
hey, it usually says something like, hey, Sonny, I just found blah, 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 blah. Or I just got blah, 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 blah. Or check out this blah, 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 blah. Right. Especially if it's somebody who you've never, like, emailed with before. Or if you have, it was, like, years and years and years ago.
Yeah. So, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. So, as you listen to this on New Year's Eve, beware of... Christmas. I mean, you've probably... Yeah, Christmas Eve. You've probably already done all your shopping and got all your stuff and, you know. But, you know, if you have a last-minute... People, Uncle Bob's not coming in until the day after Christmas, so I still have time to shop for him. Just make sure you don't screw yourself without any of these fucking things, because they will fuck you. And then you'll be fucked.
They'll fuck you and you'll be fucked.
Oh, nobody wants to fuck.
Up against the wall.
Ooh.
No lube.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh my God.
We didn't talk about any thumbs up or thumbs down, but what is your...
That's because we still have to do that.
Thumbs up for the week.
Christmas is coming. That's my thumbs up. I am thumbing up that this year is almost over. The decade is almost over.
The decade is almost
over. It is. It's a new decade, guys. It's a new decade coming up. And I'm ready for it. The 2020 is my... It's my decade, girl. I'm about to be...
Golden.
The female Stephen King.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, Stephen.
Except I don't really write horror. But whatever.
Have you been working on your books?
No.
Stephen. You got it right to make that so.
I know. I've already put my YouTube video about my writing resolutions for the year 2020.
Okay.
And so, you should start immediately. But I'm like, I have some time. Because procrastination is like, you know, I'm a professional at that.
Burn. So,
should probably have started that already. But I I am preparing myself. I'm getting my head right. I'm getting my, I'm focusing my.
Open up that third eye.
My brain, my chi, my, I'm building the habits.
Open up that third eye, baby.
And in order to do that, I have to be lazy as fuck for the next 2 weeks. But, what are your thumbs up? What is your thumbs up?
I am also happy that Christmas is coming. I love Christmas. I love to see the children open the gifts. I like to see everybody enjoy the gifts that I've gotten them and the eating and the drinking. I like it.
I like it.
I don't know. I just like, I like it. I just feel like, you know, it's a giving time of the year.
I think I'm going to become a non-drinker in 2020.
Okay. You want to test a little?
I'm just going to drink tea. I'm going to be a teetotaler.
You want to teetotal together?
And stuff.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just start a drug habit instead. Heroin?
Ew. Anyway.
Narcos?
I was saying something. You totally threw me off to tell me about
drugs.
Your drugs.
I have to find a drug dealer.
Of what?
I don't know. Whatever drug I'm going to do in 2020.
You're stupid. You're fucking stupid. I'm so excited. I'm happy it's Christmas. If you guys are listening to this on Tuesday, happy... It's Christmas Eve. What do you say on Christmas Eve? Merry Christmas?
Like, happy holidays. Enjoy your family, your friends. Have a safe and sober New Year. I mean, holiday.
Yeah, be safe, be happy.
Safe and sane, safe and... No, that's
forgive,
4th of July.
Forgive, let forgiveness and love in your heart. Let that, whatever that you're hanging on to, go. Let it go. It's not worth it. Let it's it go. Weighing you down. So let that shit go.
Let it go.
Let it fly, be happy, be light.
Let it go! Let it go! I'm sorry, Adina, I didn't mean to torture your song.
Be love. And be happy. And have a Merry Christmas.
This has been Brandy Sleeks.
And this is Sunny Hepburn.
And this was Bug Out Lies.
The podcast. The podcast. That